Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. God chooses to give some of His children more than others, more abilities, more money, better health. When we realize that it's the giver who makes the call and not the receiver, we've come a long way toward understanding how God rewards His people. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is continuing a series from the parables he's calling You Can't Redo Life. Today, he tells of a jealous grandchild who'd just gotten an expensive toy.
So after we put it in the van and we're on our way home, and of course he's absolutely elated, we stop at a dollar store because his little sister Emma was going to have a birthday party that evening, 1-year-old birthday party. So Rebecca, of course, buys her a few balloons and ties one around her little chubby hand. And so little Emma has a balloon. Jack, I want that balloon. I want that balloon. Give me this balloon. Give me the... I was thinking, Jack. We just spent $230 for your little car with an electric motor, painted red, that you can drive on a sidewalk. And now you're bent out of shape because your little sister has a balloon. And then I thought, I told a friend of mine that story, and he said, my grandson actually broke his sister's balloon. And you know, that's a picture of us all. God gives us multiple blessings. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? We have forgiveness of sins. We have the status of being sons and daughters of the Most High. We have an inheritance that is waiting for us. We have His mercy that we can depend upon and His providence that guides us. We've got all that. And then we see somebody else over here who has a couple of balloons that we don't have. And immediately envy begins to rise in our hearts and say, why does God do it for them? It just isn't fair. Because we're overcome by envy. The second word that I'm giving to you today is the word submit. Faith, submit without envy. There's a story about a man who had a dream. He was standing in a long line of people, and Jesus came along and blessed this person, said, I bless you, I bless you, I bless you. And when Jesus came to him, he said, I'm not going to bless you because I know that you're going to keep on believing and trusting me anyway. And then Jesus went to the next person. Do you feel that way? Let me ask you honestly, and this is a sin that you need to deal with and that I need to deal with. Are you envious when God is generous? When God in His sovereignty blesses some people more than He blesses you, so that your ministry isn't as great, your house isn't as nice, your job isn't as easy? Are you envious because God is generous? By the way, speaking of it from the other side, isn't it amazing that when we are blessed, we handle that very well? One day I was on a flight with my daughter to a funeral, and it was United Airlines that had oversold, and so they took us. I always only buy coach seat tickets, but they took us who were in coach, and they brought my daughter and me into first class. I didn't send an email to United and say, what kind of a schlocky outfit do you run anyway? Here, I buy... a coach ticket, and you give me first-class treatment. No, that's not what I thought at all. First thought that came to mind was, it's about time. When we're on the receiving end of blessing, We're just fine with God and with everybody else. But if we discern it is unfair, we are consumed with envy. There's a final word I want to give you, and that is thanksgiving or joy. You can put whichever one you want in there. Rather than grumbling. Thanksgiving and joy rather than grumbling. And here's why I think that this maybe gets to the heart of the parable. What Jesus wants to show here is that the rewards that he gives us are not wages. Oh, for the legalists, maybe, yeah, they'll get their denarius. But for the others who serve with joy and submission, it isn't a matter of wages. He is going to give you so much beyond all wages that you won't even think in terms of wages. It's not a matter of saying, oh, 30 years of service, 30 crowns. No, 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 no. It is so much above and beyond that that you can't even think. Look at what Jesus said earlier to Peter. He says, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit a place in the kingdom. That isn't wage. That is just God's undeserved generosity towards people who don't deserve anything like that. Because God says, I love to give and I'm generous. If you trust me, if you submit to me, if you take your situation with gratitude and joy for any opportunity to serve in the kingdom, any opportunity. And I'd like to relate that to Moody Church and say that we always stand in need of volunteers and we never have enough volunteers and we have opportunities in our kiosk for you to find out exactly how you can be involved and so forth. But the point is that it is not a matter of whether it's prominent or whether you even get thanked for it or whatever. At the end of the day, it's a privilege to just put your foot into the vineyard and to serve the Lord. And it's a great... And it's a great honor to do anything in the vineyard, and then to know that as a result of it, don't bargain with God and say, well, I need this denarius. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't bargain with God, and he'll give you things that you can't even imagine to over-bless you and over-quote reward you, because the point of the parable is the generosity of God, giving to those who serve well, who trust well, much more than they could ever possibly deserve. Some of you are here today and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, by the way. So I need to point out that it's not a matter of you serving in the kingdom that brings salvation. This has to do with rewards for believers within the kingdom. You come to Christ as you are with your need, and you trust him as your Savior, and that is a free gift. It doesn't come about by service. But after you've trusted Christ, service should be the natural response of a gratitude, of a heart of gratitude, where we serve. How do we serve? In faith, in submission, and with joy and gratitude, trusting God to do right by us and believing he will. And believe me, he will do right by you, above and beyond. It's an old story that's been told in various versions, but it fits so well here, I must tell it again. There was a missionary couple by the name of the Morrisons who were missionaries in far-flung lands. I think it was Africa. And they came to America on the same ship as Roosevelt, the president, when he went overseas, obviously many, many years ago. When the ship arrived in New York, there was, of course, as we might expect, a delegation to meet Roosevelt, the president of the United States. You'd have security officials, you'd have welcoming committees, and all those other things. All this hubbub because the president of the United States arrived in New York. The problem with the Morrisons was that there was nobody there to greet them. I have two sisters, both of whom were missionaries, one in Mexico for about 30 years and one single sister in Africa for 30 years. And she knows a little bit about what that's like. Of course, we greeted her when she came to our part, but she would land here in America somewhere or Canada, and there'd be nobody there to greet her, at least initially. But anyway, the Morrisons thought to themselves, this doesn't seem right. Yes, of course, he's the President of the United States, but we are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of all gods, and we arrive at the New York Harbor, and there's nobody even there to meet us, nothing but emptiness, nobody to even say howdy. But as they wrestled with this, and even told the Lord how they felt about it, as they said to the Lord, you know, Roosevelt comes home, there's a big delegation for him. We come home, nobody here for us. It was as if the Lord said, wait a moment. You're not home yet. Wait till you get home. You leave father and mother and houses and land for my sake and the kingdom, and you serve well in the vineyard, you'll receive 100-fold, because God is generous. And don't you ever be envious, because he's more generous with some people than with others. Does he not have a right to do as he wills with those who are his own? Can you thank God right now for your situation? And so Jesus said, the last will be first, the first last. Legalists who say, what's in it for me, and exactly what am I going to get out of it? Yeah, you'll get something. You'll get wages. Those who serve with submission and faith and joy, they won't get wages, they'll get rewards. Totally disproportionate to what they've done.
Yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I hope that in faith and confession that all of us clean up our attitude. Let us always keep in mind that just the privilege of serving in the vineyard, no matter how small it is in comparison with anyone else, is a tremendous honor. And if you're going through a hard time today, will you remember that you're not home yet? The awards that wait those who have been faithful are indeed beyond our ability to grasp. I've titled this series of messages, You Can't Redo Life, How the Parables Help Us Get It Right the First Time. And of course, there is no way that we can redo life. The decisions of the past have been made. But thankfully, our future can be different. And God is so gracious to often, over and over again, give us a new beginning. Thanks to the many of you who support us, who pray for us, and I hope to see you right here next time on Running to Win. And you have a good day all day.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding Getting Rewards Right, another in a series from the parables on You Can't Redo Life. Next time on Running to Win, Getting Spiritual Warfare Right. Plan to join us. All 10 parts of You Can't Redo Life can be yours on CD, sent as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.